When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Willkommen, meine Freunde, and welcome to another episode, a new episode, not old, a new one, of Here's the Scenario. I am one of your hosts, Michael Shane Cannon, with me as always.
Mike Feeney, and also
Brendan Sagalow.
I looked you away. I tried to do the look-away pass, and he's just not even looking.
No, you didn't.
No,
look
that's
pass
how open I am. I know he's going
to
take it. I'm a good team player. I know he's going to take it.
Okay.
So I wait for him, and then I hit it.
You know your role. You drift to the corner while the two create their own shot guys, get their chance at ISO.
Exactly.
I see. Well, welcome to the show, everybody. We do those things sometimes where we just turn on each other and then make a little bit of a sports reference to try to bring back the general populace. This show is a scenario-based program. We do what-ifs, scenarios, would-you-rathers, F, marry, kills, all that fun stuff submitted by you, the audience. If you would like preferential treatment for us to read your questions, go to patreon.com/scenariopod. We have over 300 hours of exclusive content strictly for the Patreones, as well as early access to the episodes, and you guys get to ask some motherfucking questions to us.
And I want to say too, people sometimes take for granted how difficult good podcasting is, and how effortless, like Harlem Globetrotters, we make it seem to be.
Yeah, that's right.
Because we are operating right now, and for all intents and purposes, anyone who's watching this thinks that we're just, you know, height of the day, perfect conditions, 75, and you know, not a breeze in the sky. Meanwhile, we have a number of dead food items,
there's
animals.
There's a dead opossum in that fucking refrigerator.
So it's within a second, right behind Brendan's shoulder, is something that has died long ago, and the mold and the living spores on it or whatever is creating a scent so strong, so paralyzing, that the fact that we can even say words, let alone be present, is one of the more impressive things. Mike has gone to gag already, and he might go again because his water smelled like feet.
Dude, that's the thing. Like, have you ever done that where you ever get it from like a bodega where it's clear they haven't sold a Coca-Cola product in 63 years?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you take the first one, you fucking blow six generations of dust off it, and you smell it, and it smells like it came from like a Salem witch's asshole.
Yeah.
You're like, where did you get this? Where the fuck did this?
It has a little Ouija board on it.
Yeah, it's playing the Jumanji music.
Yeah, I honestly would just rather be breathing in carbon monoxide.
I would welcome death now.
Well, that's what you're smelling, actually. So say hello to it. Hi, death.
Jesus Christ.
It's so close to us.
Yeah, so there's going to be a fair amount of complaining about that during this episode. We have quite a bit of stories. We haven't seen each other in a couple of weeks, I think, right?
Months, because probably.
We've just been doing this thing where we're banking a bunch of episodes and we're, you know, we're anticipating a lot of things coming on the forefront. And just everything is kind of just not happening. So it's all insanity. And we haven't seen each other. Hi.
Too long. Hi, buddy. How are you?
I'm okay.
How's it going, everybody?
You know?
It feels nice to check in. I feel like a lot of times on this podcast, we get stuck playing into we're like talking to the cameras. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
We should be talking to ourselves.
Yeah. Oh, maybe that's you. I check in with you by the soul.
You just delivered a diatribe to the camera about things and we're doing this and that.
Was I?
True.
You did do that.
Yeah.
Who diatribed?
You diatribed.
Who put the bomb on?
I didn't say to put the cheese on. People with the cheese. It never ends. I have a story about cheese, and not just that it smells like Mike's water bottle.
It's just a last thing, like...
Please, I'm not really getting into anything. As soon as I said this bottle smells, Brendan was like, doubt it.
Yeah, I know. Somebody's got to do it.
You know? No, they don't. A mere like nostril near it.
Funny guy.
Mere nostril?
A mere nostril.
Yeah, he was the Indian kid in my homeroom class.
Yeah.
I mean, but what you want to get
girlfriend's
shit done.
Brother.
Yeah. A mere nostril.
What was her name?
I don't want to say.
Oh, damn it. I forget.
Let's leave her alone. Let's leave the girl alone.
Yeah, she asked us to please stop writing.
Yeah, she like very politely told us to go fuck ourselves. Yeah, so.
She said, good luck with all that. That's what I remember her saying was her last line.
And I went, all that's not on TV anymore, you stupid bitch. Fell right back
like
into it.
Just like Brendan.
Yeah.
Fight no
Must
snick.
Be talking to Brendan now.
Yeah. You just, you right back and go, couch, what are we doing here?
Yeah. You go, classic us. We'll always have Blink-182.
Brendan and Senna. Or what's her name?
I keep wanting to say Bogdanovich.
It's, I, damn it.
Dervies.
Dervler.
Piece of shit.
Right. Whirling Dervish.
Yeah, the Dervs.
Dervy Dees.
She was very traceable.
Look her up.
Or Derv.
Oh, no, why? Are you
well, now.
She was highly traceable.
Lead it.
That's right. High school class of fucking what was it?
09, baby.
Didn't need to say it.
Yeah. Who gives a fuck? What's gonna happen?
Yeah,
her?
I literally don't.
Gonna get taken away from her. Ooh, now you know her job.
No, she's very smart and she deserves to work.
Probably doesn't have great handwriting.
She's got great handwriting. Very smart. She's a scientist.
You're doxing her for
boldly.
He's the only one not realizing it.
I know. I'm doing
That's
it all.
Crazy.
We
What's
her
mom's
name? A ton
name?
Of shit. Yeah.
Dobby.
I'll never tell you. It's what you say, Dobby.
Dobby
from fucking Harry Potter.
Dobby.
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 Dobby. It should be Dobby. All right. So. So that's Brendan's ex's information. And
her passport number is 9631246.
Imagine you got him right.
Yeah.
I worry about that sometimes.
Way too much. You remember when you told me that I got your social security number right just by guessing that and you never told me you were lying? And I believed you for like a really long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I went, your thing, I think it happened on the show. I was like, one, two, and you're like, that's actually, and I was like, what? And you were like, yeah, that's really it. And I was like, no way. And I was telling people.
He didn't ask to like bleep it out.
No, it wasn't real.
No, you know what?
No, I know, but I'm saying for me to believe it was real, he would have had to been like, that's insane. We actually have to cut that.
No, no, I said Brendan got it, so it deserves to be out there.
It was such a cavalier. I mean, I don't think he cared. That's the vibe I got from him.
But he would have cared dramatically had it.
For sure.
We're probably all, I don't know. We're probably all going through something, and I was like, all right, he's putting his social security number out there.
One of us definitely were.
Don't act like we're not all going through something.
Of course we are, but in what world, like what besides me about to kill myself would I be going through where I'd just give the world my social
you
security?
You have given the world your phone number out.
Yeah. Yeah, on a conspiracy podcast.
Yeah.
And on Real Ass Podcast, on Legion of Skanks.
Did I?
You gave it out.
Not on Legion of Skanks.
You gave it out on Real Ass Podcast. I was with you that episode because you put out yours, and then you were like, Feeny, put yours out.
I was doing that back then.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really, fine.
It was his Periscope.
That's fine.
Have you ever asked them to take it down? That was his guess the song or whatever.
Oh yeah. Me ask Lewis to take it down when he would be like, oh, can you get me the time code? And then I would, and then he'd put it as a clip and put it on his Instagram.
Yeah. Mike Cannon wants this taken down. Why don't you text him and tell him why he's wrong?
Yeah. Tell him how gay he's being.
Yeah.
All these years later, still the same.
Get 1,000 messages that just say notorious.
Or even worse, one.
Yeah.
Yeah. People go, I just wanted you to know, this barely was worth it. I just want you to know I have it.
I want to hear. So you were in LA 6 months ago.
I was
dying to hear about you.
I was looking. I was. Yeah, I had a whole West Coast thing. I went to Portland and Seattle and LA for a while. But then a fun story about I was doing a show I had done. So this must have been Thursday, the night before I left, because I had did my show at the Comedy Store, which is great. Thank you for people who came out. We had some podcast listeners out there. That was very fun. So I was going back the next day to get paid. So I had done like a Don't Tell show, and I was, and every time in LA I've had, like, even when I did my show, I had unbelievable outside the venue level Mike Feeney parking, which even on Sunset is like is so difficult to do. But this last night I couldn't find parking, man. And it was just, I was looking for metered parking. Cause I'm like, I literally just have to run in and grab a thing. I'm going to be 5 minutes. But then there was no meter parking. Then there was like those active driveways where you're like, I don't know how long it's going to take. You might meet somebody. And then you're like, all right, let me stay for a little bit. So there's a parking lot a couple blocks away. On the way there, I was like, I'm starving because I just come from a show. I got In-N-Out, double cheeseburger, fries, and a shake, where I was like, I'm going to get a single, I'm going to get a single burger. And maybe a club soda.
I'm just laughing at you. Sure. Yeah. We'll dismount from Los Angeles.
You got to eat.
Yeah.
Got to eat.
Oh, I had In-N-Out every night.
Now we know.
In-N-Out is what I called stuffing my face.
So with cheeseburgers from In-N-Out.
Goes out. I don't know. What a weird joke that was. What a weird, stupid joke.
You ever find yourself in the middle of a fucking stinker and you're like, wow, I am just
lost in the refrigerator.
It's almost more disrespect. I should have just ended. I should have went, you know what? Never mind.
Maybe, maybe the smell has been you this whole time.
Yeah.
It was definitely that fucking joke.
Old macaroni fridge Sagalo.
Something's growing in me.
So, yeah.
That's a catchphrase.
Yeah. Something's growing. You look down, you're like, oh no. Like the blueberry girl from the. So, I had. Intake. So I go to.
I was telling you what I put on my In-N-Out burgers.
Blueberries?
Veruca salt.
Oh. I didn't even hear what you said. Yeah.
So I get in and out, stuff in the face, as I'm driving too.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I don't know if I tell you guys, I rented a convertible.
Yeah.
I had a engine red Mustang convertible so that when I drove down the coast from LA down towards Escondido, which is right above San Diego, I'm like, that beautiful Pacific Coast Highway, that'll be amazing. Turns out it's like inland, never saw the ocean. It was just hot, direct sunlight. I was in 4 hours of traffic, burnt to a crisp. But regardless, so that night was though, Gregor, though, do the show, get the In-N-Out, driving with burgers. I keep getting distracted.
Well, Gregor.
Was it telling me your sentence? Nobody said anything. Fine, I'll keep moving.
Nobody else was interrupting. You're like, fat, go. And then...
I just felt myself.
You
going,
have the
telling,
most leash you've ever had in your life.
That's why I didn't want to take advantage of my time.
That's how fast you talk. You like stepped over yourself.
I wanted to give my time back to the room.
Yeah, dude, you're good. You got time.
Okay. So eating In-N-Out, driving the convertible down Sunset, can't find a parking spot. Parking lot, two blocks down from the store, just a muni lot, just like metered parking. I go in the muni lot. Muni lot's full. So now it's a game of like, I just got to wait until someone leaves this lot. Because I've done like 3 laps and I'm like, I'm done. It takes like 10 minutes to go around the block. I'm like, I'm done with this shit. A lot of it's permit only parking. So I'm waiting in this muni lot, right? I'm standing. I wish I had a diagram.
What is a muni lot?
Municipal parking.
Oh.
So it's a parking lot.
I also hated that.
Muni lot, but muni is that lot, what people call it?
I call it a muni lot. Sure.
How
it's
many?
What's like
municipal
meter.
Parking
It even says
again?
Muni meters on the ones in New York City. It doesn't say municipal parking lot.
Okay.
I like it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, take it up with the mayor. But so if we're in, I'll use this box of Dutch Masters as my little diagram here. So if we are in, Nicole, this is my camera. If we're in, so you come in the middle of it, right? And then you can go left or you can go right or whatever. I park.
This is the muni lot?
This is the muni lot. Not to be confused with the municipal parking lot, which
well, now I'm confused.
Stupid. So I pull in, I'm waiting here, and my car is facing this way, right? So any one of these spots that open up on either side, I got first dibs at because I'm literally idling. Then there's this way, and my car is facing that way. So it's like whoever wants to wait on that side, they get first dibs of that.
Right.
Like, right? But I was the only car in the parking lot. I wait a solid like 10 minutes, which when you're in a full parking lot, just sitting there, it sucks because you're like, people could be gone for hours. You feel like an idiot. So
it also feels like you're ready to commit a crime.
Right.
Like, just idling in a fucking parking structure.
Yeah. Well, it was. It's like it was a lot. It wasn't
real
like
Dr. Melfi line.
Yeah. Yeah.
Employee of the month.
So I'm waiting for the, it's the name of the episode.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And
so I'm waiting for so this woman comes by, young girl, 20s. For sure drunk.
Yeah.
And she's like, woo, I'm leaving. Click, click. And like unlocks her car and she goes to go in. Then this guy come in a Charger, the rival of the Mustang.
Wow.
In a Charger. a brand new, beautiful, just waxed charger comes in, goes on my side, does a 3-point turn, and now is facing me almost like chicken, like a game of chicken.
And and you're sitting there going, well, he knows.
He knows.
He knows.
He
I'm
knows.
Ahead of him.
I've already spoke to this woman. I was here waiting. The rules of humanity apply.
Sure.
So he is waiting over there. I'm looking at it going, he's not. He couldn't.
No.
She pulls out. As she's pulling out of the spot, she puts down the window and says to him, this is actually his spot. He was waiting for it.
Yeah.
She pulls out. He speeds
wow.
it.
Wow.
He speeds it, right? So now she stops. She starts
feeling uncontrolled rage.
Uncontrolled rage. She stops now. She's like, before she pulls out, she stops here. She's talking to me. She's like, I'm so sorry. And I go, it's not your fault. Some people are just scumbags or whatever. And she goes like this. She goes, I feel really bad. She's like,
she gives you $100.
No, she goes, almost.
She gets out, blows you.
She goes, hey. She goes, I want you to have this. And I go, what is that? She goes, it's $2. And I go, I don't even understand. I go, I'm okay. Thank you. And she goes, take the money. And I go,
what?
Oh, thank you. And then she was like, I'm just so sorry. And then she like drove into traffic the wrong way.
Totally killed the kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
What the
yeah.
hell?
It was mostly kids. But so that guy now, I still need to wait for a spot.
Yeah.
He has to walk past me, get a meter, then go back and put it on his windshield and then walk out of the park.
I mean, this
what is your heart?
This is why you get insurance on a rental car.
Yeah.
Is you fucking bang. Smash the back of his car
mm-hmm.
as hard as you can.
So I go. So
you get
I,
like whiplash. You're like performing that night. Like.
So he purposely stays in the car a while. Mm-hmm. And then he.
Is he ducking you, you think?
Yeah, he's a real bitch. 100%.
And he is. And he gets out. He like takes his jacket from the back of the car, puts it over his like fresh white t-shirt. He's like getting ready to go out. Looks like to a nice place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like on his phone pretending to be or whatever. Yeah. And, you know, he's like probably around my age. Maybe if I would say he's about my age. Yeah. He's like just one of those beards that's like bald, but like a beard here.
Right.
Something like that. Black guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes out of the car and he starts walking.
He handsome? Is he a good-looking guy?
He was...
Disarmingly so?
No, he was...
to the
he
point
was,
where all your was, rage melted?
He was average-looking. He wasn't a pretty boy, nor was he like, like he
glasses?
Was, what I feel like
are you
I'm
doing?
I picture him with glasses.
I'm picturing him with glasses now, too. And
I'm picturing Karamo from Queer Eye.
He was certainly...
Honestly, yeah.
He was certainly bigger than me, like, size-wise. Okay. In terms of just, like, width, though. He wasn't very much taller, but he wasn't short either. So he starts walking past me. And I go, oh, he's actually probably a little younger than me because now I'm remembering him more clearly.
Mm.
He's just trying to look out
it's
his
all
phone.
Falling apart.
He's looking out his phone. I got my window down.
Yeah.
Literally like this.
Yeah.
He walks by. He does not look at me. And I just go, it'll come back around, man. And then he goes, and he was like,
what?
First he goes, hey, you know what it is, man. It's just the way it is. Like, that's just, you know, that's just the way the game is played. And I
so
go,
he fucking knew?
That. Of course
what do you
knew.
Think? What do you mean?
Of course he did.
I don't know. Maybe there is a possible.
So then.
I mean, there. Oh, that's common. That's not even
was it common?
He had a little common to him. So he was.
I mean, he's gorgeous, though.
Yeah. No, he's disarming.
Wow, but, man. That's so crazy.
Wait.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Knew?
There could be.
They're facing each other. The lady said it to him. He zoomed in the moment. There's no way he doesn't know.
Yeah. And so.
Maybe he wasn't listening. I'm trying to give him the benefit
no,
of the
you're
doubt.
Not listening.
Shit. All right.
Nice.
I'll do better. I'll be better.
I'll in the middle of him doing like that, hey man, you know what it be? It's just the way the game is played. He like finally processes what I said, and because he was like walking away while he said it, and he goes, "Wait, what'd you say? You said he's gonna come back around?"
Yeah.
And I literally sat there and I go, "It's gonna come back around to you, man." And he was like, "What are you trying?" He like starts walking towards me like I'm threatening him, and I go, "You know exactly what you did. You know I was waiting here. You saw that." I was like, "You saw her talk to you. You know exactly." And he was like. He's like, you were parked over here, and if I were coming this way, like if he was the reverse, you would have taken the spot. And I just go, have a good night, man. I go, it's good. And he immediately,
City of Angels. You should have just gone 7 days.
Yeah,
yeah,
7 days.
Just do the thing from The Grudge.
So he
wait, what'd you say?
Yeah.
Did you say?
I just start walking. I just start crab walking towards him.
Yeah.
Just upside down, vomiting pea soup, stabbing your own pussy.
So he was just, so he just immediately starts being like, you know, man, like, I think he threw in a sorry at one point, but was just kind of like, you know, it's just the way it is. Yeah. And then so he left, and then I was just stewing. And thankfully, comedically, like 60 seconds later, another car came and left, literally parked right next to his or whatever.
That's right. White karma strikes again.
So,
yeah.
So I get the spot or whatever, and I go into the Comedy Store. I'm talking to a few people. I see Lenny, who is she is a server there. She used to work in New York Comedy Club. I'm telling her the story, and she was like, yeah, she's from the Bronx, so she's very like strong Dominican woman being like, that shit would not fly in New York, that motherfucker, blah, 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 and all that.
I'm liking
kind of
your
stuff.
Little toe dips into the accents. Like, yeah. You're not going, oh.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing.
In case there's a job offer on the horizon, yeah. You're dipping your doing. Little toes.
Yeah. Yeah, you're like, if you need me to do it, I can do it, but if you're mad at me for doing it, I'm not
I'm
doing it.
I'm recognizing that it could be misconstrued. Yeah.
No, there's a nice little sprinkle of adobo on that
Yeah. Political. So she's like, you know, we're kind of sympathizing together about how much we want this guy to like die, you know, in various ways instantly. And stuff. And she really, I was going to move on from it beyond like just what a complete asshole this guy was. And then telling her and her getting as angry as I was really re-revved and kept the dreidel spinning, you know?
They only had oil for one night, but it lasted eight. Yeah. I know exactly.
Eight nights of anger. Eight crazy nights.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Black Israelite.
So
a true Jew.
So I leave the store or whatever, at whatever point it is. And man, I go back to his car.
Yeah.
His car's still there.
Did you carry Underwood it?
And well, I dug my key.
Yeah, dude.
So I
wanted you to finish.
Yeah.
I had decided, I noticed too quickly that I decided way too high of an octave that could not sustain even that sentence.
Well, hi.
Well, I dug my key. Yeah, you got to start way lower. To the side of this pretty little souped up four-wheel drive.
You are right. That is hard.
You got to start way lower.
Dug my key.
Will I dug my
especially
key.
When you go into leather seats.
Choose leather seats.
Because when you get to seats, leather you got to go up and knock and you got to go leather seats.
Yeah, we know about singing.
Yeah.
Nicole, your turn.
I'm good.
So
she goes, how about this? Dog bark. We're like, oh!
Old man river. Rolling on the river, rolling on the river.
River. So tell us what you did to this man's car.
You keyed it.
So I wanted to do something that would let him know instantly the second he came back to his car, like, fuck. Yeah. He got that. And it wouldn't be any question.
You left a noose?
You just.
That is way too far, Feeney.
No, it was two tickets to Michael Richards at the Laugh Factory.
Just left American History X under the windshield. So, so I walk up and I go, I need something where the second he sees it, he's going to go, motherfucker. And then immediately know it was me. And then just be like, as mad as he'll get, he'll have to be like, it did come back around. So I remembered that I didn't eat all
poop
of my
today.
In-N-Out burger.
Yeah.
My saucy, disgusting, tomato-filled cheeseburgery, gooping in the bottom of the bag cheeseburger.
Yes.
I selectively, in case I were to do revenge at some point, reversed my car into the spot so that my car door would be next to his car door versus if I was on the other way, I'd have to like walk around to his car.
Right.
I'm still in public. This is a sidewalk right there.
You planned revenge though.
I planned potential revenge.
Okay.
I like the option of revenge and I decided to enact on it based off of Lenny's sparking of the
You
car.
Are a real
keep it on the
think ahead sociopath.
You gotta, you're thinking the whole time.
You got to be prepared. I've never stopped thinking.
Brendan has a whole show.
He's like,
this is the first time I've considered a thought.
But they don't just go away.
So I take out the cheese. If you could have seen how seamless the trick, because again, there's people like walking the parking lot, going into their car. So I have to do everything in a seamless transition. I start the car. I bring the bag of in and out.
Is this illegal, what you're about to admit?
Yeah, stupid.
Is it?
What?
Uh-oh.
It's all a story.
And I drove away.
This is a sketch you wrote.
Yeah.
And I drove away.
That'll hold up in court.
What else do you have going on?
Why dampen the fun?
I don't want to get my buddy in any trouble.
Well, it's fake anyway. It's a comedy podcast. We skewer reality.
Yeah, that's true. It's all for entertainment. Like smoking on stage. Little loophole. Keep going. All you, Finnug.
Now I've lost confidence.
Well, just say it was a friend of yours.
I mean... you're the least help.
Use allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yes.
If I were to do it.
That's right.
If I did it.
Here it comes. Yeah.
If I did it.
Yeah. There the OJ is. Book. Yeah. I did it if right inside yeah. the eye.
I just start going there. Hello there. Here's the Scenario Podcast, man.
You all know who it is.
That was a different point.
It's OJ. Stabby stab.
Yeah. You know, it's
2,000 yards.
OJ stabs and Simpson.
He's duct taping a knife to his golf club.
Well, I, you know.
I'm laughing. Why are you mad?
He's not laughing.
Oh, sorry. So, so you defaced his valuables.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Started the car.
Yeah.
Grabbed the burger, the In-N-Out burger. The bottom of that, you know, it comes in that wrapper.
Yeah.
Just full of... cheese,
just
little
muck.
A little bit of a bun, tomato, lettuce, the sauce that's all dripped to the bottom.
I picture it looking like a lot like the bottom of Brendan's underwear.
Yeah, me too. That's what I'm picturing.
A special sauce tie-dye
with holes in it.
Yeah,
yeah, some blood. And
imagine he goes. I took the napkins out of the bag. I soaked them in gas. I put it into his gas tank.
Is this illegal? Whoa, 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 whoa!
I wrote in gasoline about
remember
how,
me.
Yeah,
it's all coming.
Came
back to
came
you.
Around, didn't it? Ha 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 ha.
Yeah.
So I went pretending like I was going to put something in the trunk because there was people like two cars over getting out. And I'm like, they can't just witness a stranger do something crazy. So I went something in the trunk, had the bag in my right hand, opened the car door, and then just like full like driver's side window down to like the rubber part.
You pickle raced them.
Pushed it.
Yeah.
Pushed it so it would kind of tuck underneath the rubber part of it. It's kind of like a glass. It's all in one motion.
Under the rubber part of what?
The bottom of the window. You know what I mean? So when you smush it,
got in there.
Instead of letting it go on the window and slide down, you
push
it and then it goes underneath the little rubber. And then
it smears it like 2 weeks from now too.
And then it on the door.
Yeah.
And then his side
or passenger side?
His driver's side door. That's why I parked this way because he was this way. So
that's
so then I as within 5 seconds of that touching his car, I was peeling out of the parking lot because there is the like that there's the go 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 adrenaline and then there's also the like. I don't know where he could be walking up to his car.
Like, are you fucking serious?
There's
you
hear that over there.
He could be crossing the street.
Cameras running.
But here's the thing.
And your name is on the thing.
Here's the thing.
If
marquee.
They ever wanted to find out who that was, we'll just follow the cameras to the comedy store.
Well, the best part is like, I was like, this is why it was perfect. The perfect crime. First off, I drove up into the hills to get away and then I came back down and then later on drove around Sunset. But
look at you, James Dean.
Yeah, I really. It
up
felt
on
like,
Mulholland.
Dude, I really was on Mulholland. And driving fast around those turns at night is so fun.
Oh, man.
Especially with a top down.
A few drinks and do that.
So, yeah. But I.
Just go out like James
Dean. I was like, I'm leaving tomorrow. I'm in a rental car. This guy's never going to see me again, but he will immediately know the second he walked up to his car being like, and I only hope that he's like giving someone a ride home, maybe a woman. And they're like, what happened? And he has to be like,
some fucking asshole. Like, you know, like, you know, when you're in a position, he would make himself the hero.
Of course.
Of course. Yeah. He'd be the victim. Yeah, he said a white oppressor.
But I cannot express.
You know, the real victim
is it was a black.
That fucking burger.
Like, how did you give that away?
Like, I'm a little biased on this story, man.
It was one of those black.
Brendan had the taste of just meat and ketchup in his mouth for like 3 minutes. Just
it was a
like. Surely you got another burger after that, though, right? Yeah. Like you didn't waste it.
So that was a fun.
Now, is there any part of
vigilante justice?
I love it. Love that. But is there any part of you, because I would be reacting like this, so I want to just know if you would relate, that would kind of feel bad after a while? I would go, what am I doing? I'm letting my anger throw a burger on this guy's car.
That's happening.
His mistake is affecting me like this.
That's happening when I'm getting the burger, like prepare. What I'm like,
don't fucking laugh at me.
It's happening. It's happening.
Okay. Okay. Never again.
It's happening moments before.
I'll get you.
It's happening.
He's doing it. He's not doing it. Great.
It's happening.
I love a challenge.
Me too. That's why I'm friends with you. Just a mental challenge. No laugh.
Come on.
Not even at my own shit, which is
you're not
gonna
laugh at your own stuff this entire time.
It's so yeah, it's one of those things where, yeah, I think as that's happening, like of being like, I had like recooled off while going back to my car. So I wasn't like blind mad. It was more just like
he deserves it.
Mischief night.
Yeah.
Mischief
yeah.
night. And also kind of like a vigilante thing of being like, yeah.
I was waiting for that, dude. I almost, you know, I'm so glad I gave that space, because I'm usually such a barreling ass that the first time you said it right, I almost was like, this fucking asshole used to say vigilante.
Yeah.
And it almost ruined the whole thing.
I say it both ways.
I know.
He's going to say it. Let him say it.
It's so wrong and crazy.
Vigilante justice.
You have a fucking
it sounds
glass
so
of Malbec. You're like, vigilante.
Vigilante.
Start drinking water.
Yeah, I would like a steak and a bottle of
if you're
vigilante.
British, it's a vigilante. Vigilante. It's like favorite.
This is a Sicilian vigilante.
But I don't feel, once I did it, I felt no guilt at all. Matter of fact, I felt a thrill I hadn't felt in years.
Yeah. No kidding.
It was great, because it reminded me of when I was like a teenager, like when we would like egg a car or something.
Yeah,
like,
especially, sure.
But when you're in the right in terms of like karmic justice, it feels, I was like the Punisher. Karmic. It felt very good.
Karma.
And I was excited for, I only wish I could have seen the react. I wish I could have like parked a couple blocks away in the bushes and just.
Dude,
seen.
He turns on the TV and there's just like a reporter standing and there's like a wreckage behind being like, tonight in Los Angeles.
Hate crime in a parking structure.
He was a pastor, it turned out.
A man couldn't see through his windshield.
Crashed well, into a school of
children.
What?
Going 120 miles an hour.
I didn't put it on the windshield for that purpose.
Yeah.
Because I wanted it to be like...
You should have left your phone number in ketchup.
Right. Yeah. Call me dick.
Yeah.
Pussy. Put some onions under the
Yeah. Come
door.
Find me.
Yeah. You know where I'd be.
But anyway, I just wanted him... I just liked it. In my head, he goes back, he sees it, and he goes... Did come back around.
Yeah, you think yeah. You think he smirked and smiled with it, knowing he got me.
I think no. I think later tomorrow, the next day, he got. But that moment, it's like maybe on the way to the car wash, he does that. But on the way there, when he first sees it, it's blood red anger.
If I'm him, and even though I know I did something wrong, that moment takes like 5 years off my life because of how angry I am. like I can feel it burning through my body, even yeah. just coming back.
Wouldn't you?
Car.
Real nice.
Yeah, of course. I deserved it.
Am
but
I
even
wrong?
Like,
was I wrong there?
Dude, even that moment where that guy, where I've told the story on the pod, but like that guy tried to like come into my lane and I just stayed behind right. the other guy. And then I gave him the fuck it. He was like, fuck you, screaming, all that stuff. And then I like fake blew a guy and then slammed into the car. In front of me. Like the fact that that happened, I couldn't, even though I technically won the traffic thing and the guy that nothing happened, I didn't get in trouble with the accident, it was all good. I was still like after just so fucking mad for like 2 weeks
well,
about yeah. that guy
here's,
getting the better.
Here's my yeah. hope is that in doing that, it wasn't so much because it didn't solve what he did to me, which is take my spot. My hope is that the next time he goes to snake somebody's spot like that,
yeah.
he'll go. This guy could.
You might.
He'll consider future vigilante justice.
Yes, yeah, thank yeah. you very much for pronouncing it right. Yes, it's. I think that's a. And I think that's good. So I think that's it was good stuff. Nicole, yeah. what do you think?
Well, I feel like you calling this the perfect crime is not true at all, because we've just poked holes in it. Because
what holes?
Name on the marquee, like Brendan said. A million cameras in the parking lot, like Cannon said.
Yeah, but you...
Fingerprints
first off,
in the burger and on
he's seen
the car.
Fingerprints, Nicole.
He's
first
seen
off,
your face.
First off, let
you
me just...
You can't blow past fingerprints.
From being,
it's very important.
From being in a a car accident
Someone's
before,
dusting a pickle on a windshield.
They only
it's
pull...
It's you.
Yeah.
They only
There's pull, been a murder.
CSI Burger, Brendan.
This poor bacon was one people. Day away from retirement.
Fucking hamburger. Back out.
I bet it's the hamburger.
But here's why. First my off, arch you nemesis. Can't, if this guy wanted to really get, you can't pull traffic cameras and.
Sorry, Fred. Sticks his pinky in the burger, tastes it. Goes,
grimace.
Pure.
Still warm.
Still warm.
I'm here to poke holes in Nicole's hole poking. You can't get security camera footage for car stuff pulled unless somebody dies in the accident. I tried to do that for a car accident where somebody hit me. They won't pull all the public like street light. They won't pull that unless someone dies.
You so that's say out. My sense of safety is that, dead.
That's out.
Yeah. Can you
number
can
you two? Request-
well, what if his like car is vandalized from this? Like, what if the paint or something's fucked up?
Sure.
Can he make a police report and
he
then
absolutely
report
can,
it?
And then he can say no because no one died. And
you're also out of the jurisdiction.
They're the burger at, like, died.
But that's New York.
What do you mean?
California is a different state with a different set
every
of place.
They're not pull. Imagine if every car accident that happened on the 405 every day, they called the local thing and were like, pull the tapes, send me a copy, send me the Dropbox of the file of that hour. Yeah,
they should
it
do that.
Never, it would never do
Why
that.
Why don't they do that?
Thousands of people a day would be
at. Then you could get it, resize it, subtitle, put it out for a reel.
Yeah. Proper hashtags, otherwise not in the post window. Won't do well. There's no way that guy. I'm scot free. I'm out of here. Oh. The only thing I could assume is, and my hope is that one day I get so successful, he sees me on a something somewhere and goes, he's like watching it in bed eating chips.
Yeah,
it's like a white tank top, and then all of a sudden he sits up and goes, "That's the birth of motherfucker."
I love that. He kind of made a
kills
sound.
You at your next show.
He could do that. Yeah, he's like. MikeFeeneyComedy.com.
Yeah.
Greyhound.com.
Interesting. The Den in November, Chicago.
Yeah. Nobody October 7th. It. Please buy tickets right now.
October. That's right. And add some 5-star reviews. Why don't you? Go to heresascenario.com. I believe the laugh button is still unknowingly paying for that. So do that. You have every link to everything. iTunes, YouTube, you name it. Go write a review. Share it. Word of mouth is the best way to guide people to this program. And we are all on the road. September 16th, the three of us are going to be in Manasquan, New Jersey.
Yes.
Doing half stand-up, half live podcast. It's going to be a fantastic show. All of us have material you've never seen, never released on anything before. And the interactive podcast is one of a kind. You guys create the questions. You create the content. You become so involved. It's a fucking circus. It's so goddamn fun. I can't stress enough how much of a good time live this will be.
If you're even
get
close,
your tickets.
If you're even close to New Jersey, come.
Yeah, come out. It's the last of the summer. I'm still even I know Labor Day is this weekend or whatever, but I'm doing a thing for the weekend of the 11th. I'm stretching summer through September.
Yeah.
I've decided that's going to be my new mentality. Fall doesn't start till October.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I've always thought that.
Please come see me again at Chicago, the Den Theater, October 7th. Buy tickets right now. Tell us, if you don't know anybody, if you don't live in Chicago, tell somebody who lives in Chicago. If you don't know anybody who lives in Chicago, travel more. Make more friends, specifically people in Chicago, and then tell them to come do that. MikeFeeneyComedy.com for dates. And please subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/MikeFeeneyComedy.
Yeah, and while you got your subscribing finger going, why don't you go over to Brendan Sagalow YouTube and subscribe over there.
That's
and also
right.
Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. I will be in Seattle at the Hereafter September 28th. Doing my hour. It's so fun. Thanks to everybody that came out to the Comedy Connection and the Loft Comedy Club. That was two great shows.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. We had some podcast fans. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and while you got your little clit tickling fingies wagging, go to subscribe to my YouTube, Mike Cannon Comedy. I have all my specials, my old man basketball series as of late. So much shit up there. It's crazy. I actually went through my channel recently and
scrubbing.
Man, there's so much good stuff and it made me want to kill myself. But October 6th, I'll be in Mount Clemens, Michigan at the Emerald Theater. October 7th, I'm going to be in Columbus, Ohio. Two shows at the Attic Comedy Club. New spot. Very excited for that. And then I'm going to be... in Los Angeles at the Hollywood Improv October 20th and then at Flappers Burbank October 21st. Come out to that. Again, all of this is material none of you have ever seen before, so it's going to be a good time. And then I'm going to be in Levittown, Washington, D.C., you name it. A lot of dates coming in. Mike at comedy.com.
Nicole?
Nicole C. Lines on Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube at Here's the Scenario.
That's right. Should we get into a single question and then go to your other story?
Sure. Yeah, the other one's significant is going to be significantly faster.
So just tell it now.
You sure?
Yeah, I would like to hear it. Okay. Brendan, how about you? You lost interest, huh?
I'll hear it. Somebody said something.
I'll hear it. I'll allow it.
Somebody said, and I don't know what this means, if it's good or bad, but someone said Brendan Saglow is like PEDs. Heads for podcasting. Is that good
steroids,
or
steroids? It's a good thing. It's a compliment.
Hell yeah.
what are you doing?
I don't know what
reading
that meant.
Comments
while you're on a podcast? To fuel your own insecurity or confidence?
You get it.
No, I don't.
You get it.
Why would you do that you during
it.
The show?
You're right. I completely agree, but also... you get it.
But also, suck it.
But also, you can't control me.
I'm allowed to be a hypocrite. It's not illegal to be a hypocrite.
That's fucking great.
That's a new t-shirt. Dude, it's not illegal to be a hypocrite.
It's not illegal to be a hypocrite.
It just sucks.
Well, you know. Don't have to add, it just sucks. I think we all know it just sucks.
Some of us are just learning it just sucks.
We should make... Let's do this, because we do have a merch store. Let's make two shirts.
Yeah.
One that says it's illegal. They almost look exactly identical. It says it's not illegal to be a hypocrite. And then on the back, it says it just sucks. Or... It's not a, and one without the back, and see which one sells more. And whoever wins buys the other one steak. Well, yeah, that's true.
What?
This is, and we do this for fun.
What is this for?
he goes, why does it have to be versus?
We learned that Brendan is a big against guy. He needs an opponent for some reason. So he'll manufacture one out of thin air.
Right. And it's not
for a long
need.
Time his opponent was. Exercise.
It's the only thing.
That's still is. Rival.
It's the only still thing he does.
I respect it, but I hate it. It's my oldest enemy. It's my Joker. But I hate that about myself. Like I'm like, oh, I don't want that. Like, sure. You know, that's something I need from my body needs that.
My body.
And Ozempic.
Crazy. Your body needs that and Ozempic. That's interesting.
You can't have one without the other.
Ozempic. Ozempic.
Man, those commercials are insufferable in every 5 seconds. Yeah. Ozempic.
Yeah. Is that a real commercial?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that was
big time.
Big time.
For like 2 years now.
They're getting a ton of like lawsuits and stuff because they're like paralyzing people's stomachs.
Yeah, they're also.
Did we talk about this?
Yes, I said we've seen what your stomach does with full mobility.
Yeah, that was really funny.
Maybe
where was this talked about? Not here.
No, we did a podcast. We did a...
It was a secret one.
We did a secret one.
We did a secret show.
Our podcast.
None of your fucking business, dude.
Weird. What it was the last thing we said before that?
Whoa, we had a huge earthquake in the studio today.
Wow.
Everything went quiet. We got to put that dun, 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 dun.
Oh, podcasting.
It's just the Native American.
Broadcast interruption. And we're back and we're laughing and having a good time.
We're having a good
time. It's always been fun. Always had fun.
But, I'll tell it very, very fast, and then we'll go into questions. Sorry, people who want to hear this.
I
keep looking at Bobby Kelly's picture as if that's my camera.
Yeah, I kind of like that we're not doing the questions. I like talking to you guys.
People have said they like it when it's a bit more banter than they do when it's more structured by questions.
Well, I had a fun, quick David...
Duke?
Chappelle story.
Oh!
He was at the Cellar the other night, and obviously you guys know from being there that anytime that he's there, it's like there's just...
He came over to you and he was like, Tig, I'm so sorry.
Upheaval. You laughed so hard.
I know, I don't know. I thought... Because I was nervous. I was like nervous about that. I was like... So I don't know if that's funny or not.
I mean, it was. I tried to get the.
It was in Roastmasters 2016.
Was this the night that everybody came here, like Justin Timberlake and everybody?
No,
because that was he had like every fucking celebrity in America.
Yeah,
came
there
to
was
the comedy
George toilet. Wallace was there, and
it's amazing how just all the violent vagrants are somehow ushered out of the West Village the moment a billionaire shows up.
Well, they have nine security guards with them. So whatever. So Dave's there, so he's doing spots all around the club or whatever. So he was at McDougal downstairs, and he came upstairs afterwards, and he's got a whole entourage. Yeah. And then there's people up in the olive tree, right? So he's kind of like almost taken over like the middle of the olive tree, and in the back corner of the olive tree is where like the comic table is or whatever. So he's with, I mean, no less than 25 people. So I'm going to ignore it. Because then there's also like,
in the olive tree too, it's like,
Yeah,
people.
It's like a party happening.
Yeah, and it also has historically proven to be a good decision for artists to have that many people in tow.
Well, there also is a thing. There's a subsection of comedian who's like all I gotta do is like get some FaceTime with Dave, and then he'll ask.
Of course.
So there's like the glamons.
Then I'll
like,
be invited to the farm.
There's the glamorons being like, "Oh, good set, Dave. Let me
hey,
tell
Dave,
you about."
Hey, Dave. I'm coming to Ohio on Friday. I was gonna stay in a hotel, but what do you think?
I agree. Trans people are abominations. Hi, Victor.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I'm willing to not be a yes man.
so he goes over there. I move into the booth. It's like Ronnie Chang and myself and a couple of the comics or whatever. And as I'm like talking to like Ronnie or whatever, I look like at the corner of the table and I see there's like a couple empty like whiskey glasses with limes that were in them. So like someone had polished off some tequila with limes, and I'm like, Dave drinks tequila with lime. And then all of a sudden, within like a second of me registering that, he's like sliding into the booth and I'm just sitting in his seat. So now I went from being like, let me not be like one of those people to being like, I'm like, hey, hey. Like,
all of a sudden he's on your lap. Yeah. You're bouncing him around.
I'm in the middle of the booth, like again, and Ronnie's in the corner of the booth, and then Dave's sitting out there, and Dave's being super nice, super cordial. He's like talking to comics, everything. His kid is there with his girlfriend. So they're all like, everyone's kind of like, I just like, backed into being in this conversation or whatever. And so he was like, at one point he goes, all right, he goes, cheers everybody to a, you know, whatever, a great night. And because it's about to be his birthday, he's about to do Madison Square Garden 1400 times. So he like goes to cheers everybody. And like Ronnie and I just sat down. We don't have drinks. So Ronnie, which is a funny move, he like fist bumps the glass to be like, here's my cheers. And then Dave just goes, Ronnie, we got to get you a drinking problem. And then he goes, and then the server happens to come right over. So he's like, do you guys want drinks? And I'm like, I'm about to go on the next show. So I'm like,
with that kind of beautiful bedside manner. Well, do you guys want drinks? Why'd you say it like that?
You guys want drinks?
What are you thirsty, you idiots with mouths?
Like, it was the perfect peer pressure time of him being
put your
like,
armpit down, fella.
It was the perfect like peer pressure time of him being like, you guys gotta get some drinks. And then the server comes over being like, do you guys want some? And then so I immediately, you know, I'm going next. It's like a Monday night or something where you're like, drinking is not in my plans, but you're like, whatever. Yeah, so Ronnie's like, you know what? Yeah. He's like, give me a stoli, a double stoli, neat, whatever the thing. It's so funny because what I ordered felt like it looked probably optically looked like I was just trying to copy him. But literally I was like, I don't want a margarita. This is my thought process. I go, I don't want a margarita. I don't want a beer. And I go, I wouldn't mind sipping on some tequila. So I was like, let me get like a Casamigos like on the rocks with some lime, which is like so funny. Cause it's like almost, I think he was drinking it neat, but it's like exactly what he was drinking.
But you also gave a brand to show him that you know what you're doing.
Yeah. It's true. This is true. Yeah. Yeah.
I know what you're doing.
I got upcharged. Yeah. And so the second we order and he walks away, like we're talking to Dave for like 8 to 10 more seconds or whatever. Mm. And then he like looks up at the monitors and he goes, oh, Mo Ammer. He's like, he's like, where is he? Which room is that? I was like, oh, he's in the Fat Black. He's like around the corner. And he's like, oh, he's like, I want to see Mo. He's like, you guys want to see Mo? And then Ronnie's like, I'll go see Mo. And then they're like, let's go see Mo. And 25 people get up and leave to go to the Fat Black Pussycat. And I was like, well, I can't leave because I have a spot. I'm first on the next show. And then like the second they walk out the door, they were like, here's your Casamigo, sir. And I'm like,
and we put a little bit more in there for you.
Yeah. And I'm like, son of a bitch. I was like,
they drop his check. They're I guess it's just you.
Yeah.
$8,000.
I got Chappelle'd. I spent, and it's also full price drink. So it's like, I bought the expensive cut. Yeah. I bought this full thing that I just drank alone after that.
Why didn't
tequila and a thing.
There's also, I remember from drinking days getting swept up into some celebration where you're like, yeah. You're just doing drinks. You're like, fucking, this is great. I don't even care that I have a show. Yeah. This is awesome. And they're like, you're next. And you're like, fuck comedy. I don't care. Yeah. Then you walk downstairs and all of a sudden you're like, I'm alone. And I'm shit faced.
And they're like,
no.
We're all going to watch you. Yeah,
I have all the celebration energy, but none of the comedy.
Yeah. Dave's like, just remember, this is everything.
And yeah.
But no, I actually only took like a sip of it before the show and then I drank it. I was just drinking it after the show. Yeah. So just sitting there. But it was like such a. I was like, it was such a hilarious thing. I was like, Dave tricked me. He tricked me into getting a drink. And then they were like, where's Ronnie? I was like, he's gone. Like, he just ordered a drink. He didn't even get his. He's just gone. They're like, do you want
he knew it was Mo, and then he just walked to the East Village.
Yeah, he's like, that happens to me every Monday. Every time Dave Chappelle comes in,
I get 33 drink orders and then I leave and I'm like, God damn it.
He threatens me with a drinking problem.
Yeah.
And then we go our separate ways.
He did say of all the things, of clubs, of maybe this guy's bringing you some solace. We were talking about playing clubs because he's doing Madison Square Garden all this times. And he was like, what were they saying? What would you like? What's the best, you know, theaters, clubs, colleges? Right? And he was like, the clubs. He was like, he didn't even hesitate. He's like, not even close. He's like, the arenas are fun. You know, he's like, but. Doing the clubs, he's like, every time I picture stand-up comedy, I picture, like, dark basement, cigarette smoke. And I'm like, well, that's, half of that's because of you.
I picture a red light and everyone's tired.
Weirdly enough, clubs haven't done that for years.
Yeah.
I'm hearing the shuffling of pens and clinking of glasses, and did you really order that?
I picture a red light and everybody's tired. But it was like George Wallace was there and Aziz was there and it was all this funny. It's just such a funny thing. Someone came up to it. It's also funny watching people trying to talk to him.
Yeah.
Like and make small talk. Like fans, you know what I mean? They come to the
office. Yeah, well, because whoever his fucking Chael Sonnen bodyguard is just 300 kicks them directly in the sternum. Those guys are the most over-aggressive lunatics I've ever come in contact with.
They were kind of off guard with him. They let him like, because he was just sitting at the table with some guy. These like teenagers came up. They're like, whoa, do you work out a lot? And he was like, I mean, I guess I'm getting older now, but like, he's like, it's just a weird question to ask. Yeah. We're like, do you work out a lot? And you're like,
it's a very teenager question to ask.
Yeah. It's very fun.
Some guy, I tried to get around them months ago and this guy like grabbed my wrist, like his bodyguard grabbed my wrist and was like, where are you going? And I go, I work here. And he goes, what? And I was like, I'm a comedian. I work here. And he like still had his hand. And I go, as in, I belong here more than you do.
Yeah.
Get out of my way. And I just walked past them and I was like, Jesus Christ, dude. I never felt more like a fucking damsel just being dominated.
How hard was the grip?
It was fucking like workman, like true vice grip, actual man hands on my wrist to where I felt like like a little lady with my hands in a big, big strong man's hands.
Dude, I can't believe you didn't go like, like, I not even
know because I
just started growling.
We actually haven't told our story yet either. And how I'd like to tell that story right now, because this was like my second, that was the first of two moments where I've gotten into conflicts and had the brain or at least thought process of consequence to my actions before acting on them. So we've told you, Nicole knows this story as well, I think, but Brendan and I, this is after Luke Moniz does the podcast. So we're having a good time. We're walking around the West Village. We're getting ice cream. God knows what else. And Brendan and I and Luke kind of clocked this dude way down the street, but he's kind of like running up on people and putting his phone in their face. And I saw flashing lights, but I wasn't sure what he was doing.
I could see it. I could immediately see
it. It was like, it looked like just epileptic, kind of like boom, 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 intentionally meant to like fuck you up and disorient you type of lights. And we were like, wow, that's fucking shitty. What a piece of shit. We're also like telling stories about like old fights that we got into.
Yeah.
So we're like a little ramped.
We were
up.
Talking a lot about like, well, if anybody tries to fight us, we're going to fuck them up. Like,
yeah.
Just being dudes, you know.
You know, really revving ourselves for a potential
really toxic male behavior.
That's right. And it gets worse.
Yeah.
So whatever. So we're talking, we're out front of the cellar. Luke walks in. The moment he walks in, I turn and the kid's fucking phone is in my face.
He did it to Luke too. And he was like coming up when we were all talking.
Was he jumping to get it up to Luke's face?
He was actually like going like this and stuff. And Luke was like, yeah. Okay. He was playing around King Kong. You're like,
bah. Well, that was the weird thing is like the kid was like my size, about like maybe a little bit shorter, but like, you know, same build, like same whatever, did not appear homeless.
He was wearing like new clothes.
Yeah. Wasn't drabbed up. Well, had like a little bit of Tom Cruise focus to the point where you're like, okay, there might be like Adderall or some exactly. sort of upper involved here.
He's either on drugs or he's not on drugs. And that's making him like this.
Yeah. Or he's filming a TikTok. So this kid is, so he does it to Luke. Luke walks in. I immediately turn, it's in my face. And I go, dude, get that out of my face. Yeah. And he goes, why? Why? And I'm like trying to move past him. He goes, why? I go, dude, get it the fuck out of my face.
So we start walking. We're like, I think the move here is someone's in our face. Let's walk. Let's go down the block.
And he goes, why? You can't touch me. You can't touch me. Walking with me and then stepping in front of me. And I literally stop and I go, that might be true. But if you graze me, I'm throwing you through that fucking window right there.
Yeah.
Like literally.
Which he said verbatim, which I was like, I was so like impressed that you could like find the words, you know what I mean? Where I'm like,
move it, bucko.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, you can't touch me. You can't touch me. And I go, maybe that's true. You know, like something like that.
That may be accurate.
I would just keep going, get the fuck out of my face. Get the fuck out of it. But the way to be like, that might be true. But if you do that, you're like Liam Neeson. You're like, I will throw you through that wall.
I pointed to
it. It was really great.
It was the temporary dining areas. And I knew exactly, like I was literally going to throw him through it. I had the whole fucking thing planned. So he goes, whatever, goes to Brendan. Brendan, like my thoughts are Conor McGregor, these celebrities that are like slapping phones out of people's fucking hands because they're worth like $2,000 to $5,000 or whatever. It's a felony fucking charge. It's like real shit. You got to go through. Yeah. You got to go through real shit to even just like get it wiped, which probably it would have happened because he was instigating blah, 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 whatever. It's still in my head as a dad, as somebody who doesn't have just $10,000 to throw away on legal fees.
And you just planted it in mine. So great.
Whatever. So this guy, it's by far fine. Anybody who I've told the story to, they're like, you guys should have actually fucked him up.
Yeah.
So this kid, he goes to Brendan, sticks it in his face, and Brendan just fucking slaps the phone out of his face.
Yeah.
And the kid goes, what the fuck, man? And Brendan goes, you did that.
Yeah. I actually did. I said that later. So I smacked the phone. He goes, why would you do that? And I go, because you're doing it in our face. And then there was a moment where he was like, I'm going to attack this guy. And he starts coming at me.
So what happened was right there when Brendan goes, you did that. He like lunged forward and Brendan pushed him off like just to create space. That's when the kid actually tackled Brendan.
Yeah, he came at
him. So like he kind of regained himself. Went completely horizontal, went low on Brendan, didn't really move Brendan much, but all I saw was ribs. It was like the most open potential, just kindling of somebody's fucking ribs that you could ever want. And like, as soon as I'm like, well, I'm fucking this up. This is great. Yeah. I'm like, dude, that's like real assault. Like in my head, I'm like, you're now like, you're 38. What are you doing? Like, this is a real fight. What the fuck? Like try to stop it. Try to, you know, whatever. Exactly. De-escalate.
And get him later. Vigilante justice stuff.
Yeah, vigilantes.
Yeah, we got food after that.
Yeah, that's right. I soaked my aunties because of all the vigilante. And so Brendan's like kind of
story's muy picante.
Brendan's kind of, you know, wrestling a little bit with this kid. I immediately go to grab. I'm grabbing him around his shoulders and neck. And my plan at that point is, without punching him, I could still really hurt him while saying I'm defending myself. So my plan was I'm going to lift him over my head and maybe pile drive him into the sidewalk. Like that was truly what
potentially
went into,
killing him.
Yeah, that's literally what went into my head. I was like, that's right. Pick him up, get him up here, and then drop
smash
him on his
beers
fucking
over your head.
Declare yourself the WWE champion of the world.
So I grab this kid, and as soon as I lift him to go up, he Jacob's ladders. and just collapses. I fall back. I've been
nursing. You were heavy on you.
So I've nursed an injury on my lower back. This is during old man basketball. I'm like, it's actually the night before the last game. It's the reason why I couldn't play in the final
game. The worst time for this to happen, besides it happening right before you walk into the gym.
Yeah, and also I did two spots after this. So I lift this kid up. He goes limp. I fall back.
You pull everything.
I fall back onto a step. So the step actually hits me like as if it's a heat-seeking missile on the only pain point that my back has to offer. Like just a boop, we got you. Fuck you.
Like
in the universe,
vertebrae?
You lose. What?
In between the, like, I'm picturing in between the soft spot of the spines of the vertebrae.
Yeah, it's like right. Yeah, in between, I guess. It's still actually like a little bit tendy to the touch. So I immediately, I'm like, fuck, that hurt. I'm like, you know, whatever. I feel him turning because I'm just holding him now. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, fuck, he's going to stab me. That's what's going to happen. He's going to turn and start fucking poking my insides. Oof. So I don't take jujitsu. I don't claim to know jujitsu, but I am a psycho enough to watch hours of it before I shut my eyes to go to bed. So all I know is keep him close.
Tight.
He can't have space to do anything.
Smart.
And that's so he turns and I fucking bury my hand right up to like the back of his head, neck. And I'm just crushing his head into my chest. Yeah. And I'm whispering, I'm never letting you go.
Really? You were whispering that
to
him?
I'm never letting you go.
Wow.
That's what I was saying. And then I look up.
Where were you during this?
So, while this was happening, I was getting a sandwich. No.
No, you're really getting your ass.
Yeah, I was like,
Brendan got a free sample from Mamoons.
I was like, yeah, that looks like it hurts. So he's on top of Mike and Mike is whispering sweet nothings in his ear. And I'm having a moment that you had earlier with the ribs, where his face is just kind of open. Like, I could just be like, bam, bam, bam. But I was like, dude.
He also would just totally crack me right in the orbital bone.
Yeah, he missed it. I go, I punch your nose right away.
Orbital bone.
Orbital bone.
Orbital bone.
Orbital bone. Hit me right in the oboe bone.
But
to close the sentence. Orbital bone.
We're making up our own language.
Orbital bone.
It's like sim language, really. But
skip it in my own.
Oh, I got no pee.
No, I was saying with the open about it.
This feels like a pool without the ladder in it, if you know what I'm saying. That's for the sim fans. So I had a moment where, I had a moment where I could have hit him in the fucking head and the face.
Yeah, you did.
And just ruined, you know, his life.
Mm-hmm.
Like with
the impact of your punch.
1 month.
That's right.
One man punch.
And a bunch of guys like got on him.
So this is where, again, I look up and I see about 7 to 8 bodies closing the night.
And they're all going like, there's a guy going like, come on, guys. Come on, guys.
Some fucking queef as if that's going to help anything.
Guys.
He's the equivalent to some fucking shoeless whore interjecting herself like, no, down.
No, he was better because I think. And I'll tell you why, because he went, okay, guys, it's over. And that thought of me going, I should punch him in the face, besides it being like, okay, this is assault. How do I get him off my friend now? I could punch him in the face. I hear, it's over. And I go, I'm not going to be the guy when someone's like, all right, it's over. So, and then I'm like, it ain't over until the fat lady swings.
Yeah. Then you hit some poor lady standing next to him.
I hit Liz.
So I see 8 people descending upon me. I'm instantly like, fuck, I'm getting actually jumped.
You're
right
going,
now.
Where is Brendan?
I'm literally like, I thought we were closer to the cellar, but we were down by Ben's and it like right there on that green step next to the thing.
By the bodega.
Yeah, by the bodega. And
but like we all ended up on him and I felt this dude and I was like, this guy's fucking strong.
Strong guy. He was really strong. He felt like he had like bath salt strength. Like it was that kind of fucking just Blanca from Street Fighter.
His bones were breathing.
So finally we get pulled up and I'm not letting go. And then finally we get pulled apart.
Is he trying to hit you or is he trying to break
the grip? He's like squirming and he's not hitting me at all.
He's trying to break out of it.
He's just trying to break out unsuccessfully.
Another
fucking kid.
Another, I'm impressed. You fucking held that guy.
But I was holding him as if my life depended on it.
Did it hurt your ribs or you had him against your chest?
No, I had him against my chest. I did some really good ear work too with my fucking knuckle.
He was distracted by the back pain as well.
I mean, the back pain was I mean, it felt like when Mufasa gets his fucking thing, when Scar puts like that's
long
how it,
live the king,
which we showed that to crew the other day. Oh my God, what a fucking, you're looking, it's a fun experience, buddy.
I'm gonna wait.
I'm literally talking to him before he goes to bed. We're talking about something else, and he's like, Dad, why is Scar like the worst guy I've ever met? I'm like, you're right, dude. That guy sucks. So whatever. So we get pulled up. I don't let go right away. He gets pried off. He then goes and sits down with somebody at the cafe.
Yeah. And then I said to him, you did that. I pointed to his phone. I went, you did that. You did all that.
What did
yeah.
he say while he was sitting?
Nothing. Down? Nothing. He just said nothing. Down, yeah. And Brendan and I literally go, what?
Mike
and
then picked just up the laugh. Pieces of his broken back. And
yeah. Right. Weirdly enough, dude, the pain of the impact from that sustained, but I think I may have like knocked a vertebrae back in and it actually solved my initial injury.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, you're like, I think I'm an inch taller.
Yeah. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. So that's what happened to Brendan and I.
It's dangerous out in these streets.
That's right. That's right.
Fun show.
Fun show.
Fun show. Good show. A lot of illegal talk. So we'll see what happens.
Thanks for watching, everybody. Come see us live. Bye.
Tell your friends. The scenario.